Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Diane Gallagher and Millie Youngquist about Washington's 175th celebration.
There will be events. It's going to be an 8-day-long celebration, and it is going from June 1st through the 8th. Each day is devoted to a certain area, and there's going to be all kinds of activities for children and adults, entertainment, lots of things going on.
And what are some of the themes that the days have?
The first day is June 1st, and that event will be called On the Move. And we will coordinate that with the annual fly-in breakfast. We do have chairs for each day. June 2nd will be our history day. Virginia McCurdy will be coordinating those plans. June 3rd is going to be business and industry day. The 4th will be an arts and craft day with Karen Monk and Renee Guy handling the details for that. Jerome and Heidi Vitito will organize our ag day, which would be June 5th. June 6th, Erin and Shannon Rugg have agreed to chair the Family and Health and Fitness Day on Friday. On the 7th, the Chamber Gals, Michelle Redlinger now, and Danny Kane, will coordinate Young at Heart Day, and it will include the events parade that expands on the usual Ridiculous Day events and parade. On June 8th, Gary McCurdy will direct the organizing of Living the Dream All Church Americana Day. We are going to need many people to fulfill the many details of this event. Millie, do you want to tell them how they can contact us?
Well, we have set up some times at the chamber office in the meeting room. These are going to be on the second and fourth Wednesday of each month. And the first one is this coming Wednesday, August 28th, where members of the committee will be there to discuss with anyone who's interested events, ideas. We're really trying to get as many of the local organizations and service organizations to get their ideas, to get their people who are interested in helping, so that this can truly be a community-wide event.
Will most of these events then take place in downtown Washington?
Well, I think they're going to take place not only in downtown Washington, but there will be a alumni football game on Saturday night, which will take place at the football field. And I believe they're going to be wearing the vintage uniforms. I'm not sure of the other teams, if it'll be Washington against Mount Pleasant or Waco. I don't think we've settled on that yet. We're hoping to have a carnival, and that won't be right downtown in the square, but out towards, I think, Fairway area. I think there might be some activities at the fairgrounds that would have to do with Agricultural Day.
What are some of the things that you're hoping to accomplish with this event?
Well, we want to showcase the community of Washington, Iowa, to its residents who may not have been alive, or were very young at the time of the last celebration, or have moved into the community. Just to enhance the awareness of what our past has been, great people and resources that we do have, and the hope for the future. We also hope to draw people from neighboring communities and to make the people to the north realize that we're kind of an extension of the Eastern Iowa Business Corridor, and to draw in some tourism things from that area too.
With this, is funding primarily by donations?
Well, we're working on funding right now. We do have a certificate of deposit, which will be maturing February 13th, that are funds from the 150th celebration. We are also submitting grant applications to the Riverboat Foundation, as well as there is an Iowa Tourism grant. Other ways that we plan on generating revenue is like sales of merchandise, have a Christmas store, sales of a history book, and they have formed a committee to work on this. Now, at the 150th, they did sales of shares of stock to the community business as a fundraiser. And so we're hoping to maybe repeat that.
On a more personal note, what part of this are you most looking forward to?
I'm a Washington longtime resident. I was born and went to high school here and went away to college and taught for a few years. But I've lived in Washington and I've worked out of Washington County in a neighboring district to the south. And I retired from teaching a year ago and I've really enjoyed getting back into the community. I'm doing volunteer work with the Chamber of Commerce. It's been a great joy to kind of get reacquainted with the community and to meet new people who are not Washington residents but are a great asset to our community. So I'm kind of excited in general about all of these events, and I hope we get a lot of support from the community, a lot of volunteers, and I think it will be a great time of celebration.
Well, I moved to Washington, Iowa just about 30 years ago, and I came from the city of Milwaukee. And I've worked most of my career in the Iowa City area, and again, like Millie, I'm newly retired. So it's really a pleasure to interact with people right in the city, because when you're working outside the city, you don't get that opportunity. And just to really learn about the city. I mean, I'm kind of embarrassed to say after living here 30 years that I'm still learning, but I am. I just think it'll be a great event, and we really have some, I think, talented and enthusiastic people on our committee. And I think that's what's going to make this whole thing enjoyable.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Diane Gallagher and Millie Youngquist about Washington's 175th celebration. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.